March the 6th, 1936. German troops have marched into the demilitarized zone of the Rhineland in defiance of the 1918 Treaty of Versailles and the Locarno Treaty of last year. So far, the French government has not responded.
This just in. Benito Mussolini, dictator of Italy, has successfully conquered Abyssinia.
General Francisco Franco, retired chief of the general staff in Spain, has staged a military revolt. There is fighting in Madrid, Barcelona, and other major cities. Adolf Hitler has promised to support the rebellion.
More than 24 hours ago, Nazi troops passed over the border into Austria. Hitler celebrated the reunion of Austria's Germans with the Reich and announced he would turn Vienna into the garden of the world.
29th of September, 1938. Today, Prime Minister Chamberlain announced that he has reached an agreement with Chancellor Adolf Hitler and representatives of the French and Italian governments over the Sudetenland in Czechoslovakia. New treaties will be drawn up, allowing the Sudetenland to be annexed to Germany. Mr. Chamberlain predicted,
"Peace with honor.
No representatives from Czechoslovakia were present.
I'm thinking of writing a book based on what I learned from my time with the Finkenwalde students. So, what do you think, Sabina?
And who will publish this book?
Oh, I find someone. I'm writing about a community of believers, not Nazi policies. Surely the Office of Religious Affairs won't complain about that.
No, don't be so certain. Dietrich, Gerhard and I talked about it last night. You can stay with us, finish writing your book here.
You're both very kind.
You're my brother.
Your older brother.
By 10 minutes, I know. But we worry about you.
Oh.
Well, when you're teaching at your illegal seminary or helping to pastor in Further Pomerania, we imagine the Gestapo breaking in and dragging you off to a camp. When you are here with us, we feel secure.
Secure? Sabina, you go to bed every night wondering if the Gestapo will come and take your husband away. More than likely, they will take you away as well for having married a Jew. We are not secure anywhere in Germany now.
Sabina, Dietrich.
Yes, Gerhard?
Your parents are here.
Here? Now?
Yes, they've just pulled up in their car. Didn't you know they were coming?
Oh, no. Did you, Dietrich?
No. How odd.
Then perhaps we should greet them to find out why they've surprised us.
All right, Papa, what is all this about? Why the intrigue?
We received a call from Hans this morning. He said the Ministry of Justice is in a frenzy over forthcoming legislation.
What kind of legislation?
Hitler has authorized a program to change passports, to identify whether the bearer is Aryan or Jewish. The government is planning to make traveling more difficult. There is talk of closing the frontiers completely. Because of the worry of war over Czechoslovakia.
Papa, you came all this way to deliver that message?
The anti-Jewish feeling in Berlin is growing stronger all the time. The Nazi propaganda machine is manufacturing new leaflets accusing the Jews of conspiracy against Hitler. The assassination of Secretary von Rath yesterday by a Polish Jew has given them the excuse they need to act. Gerhard, Sabina, we are here to help you leave Germany.
What?
No.
Sabina, please listen. Hans has arranged passage for you to London, if we can get you to Switzerland. He is adamant that you escape immediately, tomorrow. If we wait, we may not be able to get you out at all. He said it is now a matter of life and death, and we believe him.
Leave our home? Take our children from school?
Yes, my dear.
This is so sudden. Has the situation deteriorated so badly that our lives are truly in danger?
Gerhard, the situation began to deteriorate the moment the Nazis came to power.
But what do they want from us? They stripped us of our positions, our rights as citizens, our businesses.
Gerhard, I think we must face facts. Hitler wants a Germany that is free of Jews. We must get you out now before he devises more sinister means.
Then, there isn't time for small talk. We must pack.
Well, I'll put this suitcase in my car.
Uncle Dietrich?
Yes, Maya?
Where are we going?
Oh, what did your mother tell you?
She said we are going to Wiesbaden, but we never pack this much when we go to Wiesbaden.
Well, Marianne, perhaps the best thing for you to do is not ask questions, but simply obey.
We're going far away, aren't we?
You can ride with me. We sing songs together.
Will we ever come back? You see, I borrowed a pencil from Albert at school, and I would like to return it.
Oh, I'm sure Albert has more than his share of pencils.
We're not coming back.
Listen to me, Marianne. Perhaps you'll come back one day. Not soon, mind you, but one day. There is evil here, and we don't want you to be hurt by it.
But you are coming with us.
Only part of the way.
Won't the evil hurt you if you stay?
Oh, you ask too many questions. Didn't I just tell you that in some things you simply must obey?
Yes, Uncle Dietrich.
Hop in the car, Marianne. We sing together the old songs we like to sing, the ones they don't let us sing anymore.
Dietrich, are you ready?
Yes, are you?
No. We're leaving our home, our country.
Oh, come along, meine Schwester. We must do our duty.
Till you come back someday, you will be always in our prayers.
Pom, pom.
Let's sing it again, Uncle Dietrich.
Oh, I'm afraid you've worn me out. Once we cross the border, you can ride with your father and grandparents in the other car. Then you can chirp your heart out there. Grandparents like that sort of thing.
I think what your uncle is trying to say, Marianne, is that he's tired. How soon until we get to the border, Dietrich?
Just around the next bend.
What? Is this so soon? Nerves. Why didn't you warn me?
Because I didn't want you to panic any longer than necessary.
Now, you remember our game, Marianne? When the guards shine the flashlights in the car, pretend like you are sleeping.
Yes, Mama.
Is Gerhard still behind us? I don't see the car.
Yes, yes. Don't worry.
Are you sure about the passports?
Oh, yes, Sabina. Now, please, be calm. We can't show them any fear. That's a good girl, Marianne. Lay down. Lay down and sleep.
Halt! Halt, du Schwein! Ja, noch ein Holz! Ah, das Leckern, du! Weiter, quick!
Passport, bitte.
Ja, ja, here they are. These are for the passengers in the car behind us as well.
What takes all of you to Switzerland?
Oh, a family excursion.
In the middle of the school year?
I teach at home.
These are all the passports, you say?
Yes, sir.
Ein Moment, bitte.
Jawohl, Colonel. Wir haben zwei
Aufzüge angekommen. He's on the phone. What if he does a check on Gerhard?
Gerhard has done nothing wrong. Be calm. God is with us.
Is the car gonna let us through, Uncle Dietrich?
Shh. Now be quiet, Marianne. Pretend you're asleep.
But I'm frightened, Mama.
There's nothing to be frightened of, Marianne. Remember the song we were singing? Think of that, and we'll be on our way in no time at all.
It's taking so long.
He comes.
Here are your passports. You may proceed.
Open the gate!
Thank you, Sean.
Off in the square! Off!
Wiedersehen!
We made it, Dietrich.
This far, yes, thank God. But your trip isn't over yet.
Did I look like I was asleep, Uncle Dietrich? Did I fool the guards?
Yes, you did, Marianne. You fooled him completely. We all did.
But how long will you be able to fool them in the future, Dietrich? I've been thinking. I think you should come with us all the way to England.
No, not this time, Sabina. My work is in Germany.
But it will only get worse. You know that. The horrors are just beginning, aren't they?
Yes. Dear sister, I suspect they are.
It is complete chaos in Berlin and throughout Germany tonight as mobs of people, instigated by Hitler's stormtroopers, are looting synagogues, Jewish businesses, and homes.
Carnage is unbelievable.
Roving gangs are setting fire to the synagogues or wrecking them with axes and sledgehammers. Bonfires are being built from prayer books, Torah scrolls, books of Jewish literature. It's horrifying to see as Jews have been beaten, kicked, and thrown from upper floor windows.
This morning, it is estimated that over 600 synagogues and 7,500 Jewish-owned shops have been destroyed. Over 35,000 Jews have been killed, wounded, or arrested in what was a free-for-all of destruction. Hermann Göring announced that all Jewish-owned businesses are to be liquidated immediately, and their bank accounts used to pay for the damage of last night's rioting.
Well, what are we going to do? Gentlemen, you who are still considered leaders in the church, please, please hear me. We cannot be silent. We must cry out. We are witnesses to the lawless application of brutal force, the physical and spiritual suffering of countless innocent people, oppression, hatred, and murder, and we do not raise our voices. We must respond together as the Church of Christ. Is this our lot? Are the words from Psalm 74 true? They burn the houses of God and the prophets no longer speak. Oh, I tell you, if they burn the synagogues today, they'll burn our churches tomorrow.
Dietrich, your passion is understandable, but you are naive about our ability to speak out. Even as a collective voice, we would be hunted down individually and arrested. You know the laws that have been implemented against us. Besides, we are working hard with the German church to help it to change from within.
Oh, joining the German church to change it? With all due respect, Pastor, if you board the wrong train, it is no use running along the corridor in the opposite direction. Gentlemen, I assure you now, if we do not speak on behalf of the victims, then we are guilty of the deaths of the weakest and most defenseless brothers of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Herr Bonhoeffer. We will take your words into consideration, like always.
But I believe...
I said, thank you. You may go while we deliberate our course of action in response to these tragic events.
Yeah. Thank you, sir, gentlemen. Thank you.
Hello, Dietrich.
Hans, what are you doing here? Where are my parents?
They've gone to bed. Nothing is wrong. Have I become an angel of bad news in our family, so you can't see me without thinking the worst?
You saved Sabina and Gerhard's lives. There is no bad news in that. But why aren't you in Leipzig with Christine? I thought your move from the Ministry of Justice to the Supreme Court kept you out of Berlin.
No, not at all. I still have to come to the city at least once a week. And your parents have graciously invited me to stay the night here. What's wrong with you? You seem to be in poor spirits.
I am.
Have you eaten?
Nope.
Aha. Well, I am starved. Let's ransack the kitchen and see what we can find.
They decided to keep silent, Hans. One of the worst atrocities we've seen in Germany thus far, and the church says nothing.
What can they say, Dietrich? Hitler has emasculated the power of the confessing church, of any dissenting Christians.
Then I'm in despair. What can I do? I'm an outsider, both within and without.
Because the Nazis have effectively neutralized any formal opposition to its policies, perhaps the time has come for informal action.
What do you mean?
What would you say if I told you that, hypothetically, there was a group in the government who are working to change things in Germany? That if Hitler had invaded Czechoslovakia last September, this group was prepared to legally declare Adolf Hitler insane, a traitor to his country for inciting war?
I would ask, hypothetically, why this group didn't do it.
Because Hitler didn't invade Czechoslovakia, but he will. Probably within the next few months. And then the British and the French will get off their cowardly backsides and respond.
Hans, can we drop the hypotheticals and discuss reality?
This is why I like you best of all your brothers, Dietrich. No pie-in-the-sky talk for you.
Hans.
Well, the reality is there is such a group. Headed by Admiral Canaris.
Admiral Canaris?
Head of the Abwehr. Military counterintelligence. This group is prepared to overthrow Hitler and his friends by completely legal means, if humanly possible.
What does Canales have to do with you?
If there is a war, and there will be, he has asked me to join his staff as a special assistant. Now, he believes that I have talents that will be useful in dealing with Hitler. Frankly, I think that you have similar talents to aid in the same cause.
I'm astounded, Hans. Hitler's own military counterintelligence is plotting against him? I didn't think it was possible.
Anything is possible in the Third Reich.
Are you asking me to join you? Is that why you've brought it up?
No. At least not yet. You have more pressing problems.
Oh, I do?
Interestingly enough, when I brought up your name to the group, the Admiral himself pointed out that if we go to war, all eligible men will be drafted. That includes you, my dear brother-in-law. Have you thought of that?
No.
Nothing would make you more of a traitor and a coward than if you refuse to fight on behalf of the Third Reich.
I assume you're mentioning this because you have a solution.
I am working on a solution, but you have to leave the country while I sort it out.
Leave Germany? No, you're joking.
Not at all. There are places that you can go, to London, to visit Sabina, or preferably somewhere farther away. Would you consider returning to America?
Oh,
how about getting that seminary that you attended in New York to invite you to teach? Would you consider that?
I'm not considering anything, Hans. It's not my intention to leave Germany.
But I am telling you that you must.
Perhaps it won't be necessary. We may be wrong. War may not come.
Do you truly believe that?
Prague, March 16, 1939. Overnight, Adolf Hitler and his Nazi army invaded the Czech provinces of Bohemia and Moravia. Hitler announced that the invasion had been invited by Czech President Hacha to help protect the people from its internal dissension. Slovakia has also asked for German protection. Czechoslovakia is no more, Hitler proclaimed to an enthusiastic crowd. Great Britain and France said that they will no longer tolerate Hitler's blatant aggression and have begun mobilization.
Dietrich, welcome back to America.
I'm here, Peter.
But I don't belong